Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce. May I please start out by getting your zip code?
77905.
And what was
what
that?
What company is this, please?
This is a third-party call center, sir, that you're connected with, where we act as customer service for multiple companies who happen to be online merchants and vendors. And what was that zip code, please?
77905.
I do thank you for that information. And what's your first and last name, please?
Larry Lassinger.
Larry?
Correct.
All right, Mr. Larry, give me 1 second to see if I can locate an account for you. Is your first name Lawrence?
Correct.
All righty. Mr. Lawrence, I did locate an account for you.
Okay, and what is this for?
Give me 1 second, sir. How do you spell your last name? Is it Lastinger?
Correct.
Okay. All right, sir. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
618 Coletta Park Road, Victoria, Texas.
I do, thank you. Give me a second to open up this account to see who's billing you and for what. I do apologize. My system is moving a little bit slow here. All righty, sir. I was able to locate that account for you where I do see back on November the 17th that you, let's see here, you actually paid the $7.95, that was the shipping and handling fee, to receive a Tundra, which happens to be a cooler, I believe. And then it does seem like you had actually paid $9.97, a shipping and handling for the drone, but I do see the declined payments on that. And then on the 17th, you did pay the $9.97 again for the shipping and handling to receive a drone. Do you remember that?
Okay, so but I'm getting something for where to go.
How much are you being billed?
Hold on, I'm coming back to it.
Okay.
$56.95.
Yes, that was the when you paid the shipping and handling to receive the Tundra cooler. It happens to have been a cooler where you only paid the shipping and handling to receive it.
I already paid the shipping and handling on that because I even have a verification on that. And the shipping and handling, hold on, let me come back to here. I even took a picture of it. Shipping and handling for that
was $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I was told I needed to pay.
That shipping and handling, the item itself was free, but it enrolled you into a monthly subscription to our Factory Direct Savings Store, which actually happens to be an online web gadget store. And it does advise you when you scroll down that you have 48 hours to cancel.
And never saw that anywhere. I've got all that right here in front of me, and it never said nothing about enrolling me into anything.
Yes, that's what you're being billed, the membership fee. When you pay the shipping and handling to receive the item, you're being billed $56.95. That was for the membership fee for being a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
That's not what, okay. This is through T-Mobile, okay? this is the TV deal and everything, and I've never been billed anything extra except for the shipping charges on anything that I've ever got to them until now. And I've gotten some expensive items. Now, you're telling me that I have to now pay $56 to receive that cooler?
Because it enrolled you into, no, that's a membership fee that you're paying. When you went on that website, whatever, however they offered it to you, it was a free gift. You only paid the shipping and handling to receive it, but it was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. Now, being enrolled as a member, it downloaded a $125 gift card into your email at the time that you signed up. You can go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store itself and make purchases of consumer gadgets. But each month that you are enrolled as a member, they would bill you that $56.95. And I do see all of the... they have been declined payments by your financial institute.
Right, because my financial institution is showing that this is fraudulent charges.
Well, I do apologize for that, sir. But I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you counseled out of that.
Yes, please, because I never agreed to that, and that was never on the disclaimer or anything that I had in front of me. Because I took a picture of everything, and it didn't say anything about enrolling me into anything.
Well, I'm more than happy. I've gone in and canceled you. The cancellation on that membership did take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
That number would be C as in... Oh, excuse me. It would be C as in Charlie, and that's 262-774-022. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
Okay, so what about the money that I paid for the shipping on that cooler? Am I receiving that cooler then or not?
All righty, give me 1 second. You haven't received the cooler as of yet?
No.
All righty, give me 1 second and let me see if I can locate as to when you will receive your cooler. I do see they have not actually created a tracking number for that, sir. So if you wanted to, I can refund you the $7.95 that you would bill for that to go back to your account.
No, I want the cooler because that's minus, because I even have the statement in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm the winner of the Yeti Tundra cooler, and it will be. You have a stop sign. You dummy.
What?
You win the dang stop sign. That guy back there. It doesn't say anything about a gift card winner or nothing else. It tells me to claim and to pay for the shipping on the cooler, which I did. You know, not having to pay anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, yeah, I should receive that cooler.
Well, I do apologize. They haven't created a tracking number as of yet. So I can't give you a date as to when you would actually receive that cooler because I don't have a tracking number in my system. Now, that may be something where it is actually not available in the warehouse as of yet, but it's not giving me a tracking number where I could actually advise you as to when you would be able to receive that.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. So I'll check back. I'll check back another time then for that.
All right. Are you requesting a refund? But you won't be billed.
No. Okay. No, I'm not requesting a refund on that.
Okay. Well, you are completely canceled out of that membership to that, okay? And they won't bill you. You are completely canceled. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
Nope. That'll take care of it. I appreciate it.
I do. Thank you for calling customer support. Please have a great evening, sir.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.